Oscars hosts Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes have long history of punching right, shilling for Democrats. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 27, 2022. After going hostless for several years, the Academy Awards have not one but three hosts to help juice the Oscars' low ratings. But producers have baffingly tapped some of Hollywood's most politically divisive celebrities for the job. Now, this year's Oscars is about to get a triple dose of left-wing wokeness, with comedians Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes, as well as Scary Movie star Regina Hall, all co-hosting the awards ceremony. The three actress comedians have spent years smearing conservatives and supporters of former President Donald Trump. They have also demanded the rollback of voter identification requirements and joined forces with Michelle Obama to push mass mail voting. Earlier this month, Schumer told The Hollywood Reporter that she plunged into depression after Donald Trump was elected president in 2016, rendering her unable to continue with her Comedy Central series Inside Amy Schumer. In 2018, the comedian cried in an interview with Time, lamenting that Trump's election had been a nightmare for her comedy career. And when Schumer is not complaining about Trump, she protests pro-life legislation. Last year, the comedian showed her support for the systematic killing of unborn children alongside pregnant actress Jennifer Lawrence at a rally in New York City. "I don't have a uterus and she is pregnant, but we out here," Schumer, who underwent a hysterectomy, said at the time. As for Sykes, in 2020, while Joe Biden was publicly declaring that it was time to heal in America, the actress proclaimed that those who voted to re-elect him are all somewhat racist even if they don't realize it. Here's the tweet. "If you voted for Trump, there is a racist bone in your body," she said. "It might be in your pinky toe. But it's there. Praying for you." In 2018, Sykes joined other celebrities and activists for a People's State of the Union in New York City, where she spoke about the so-called ugly underbelly of the country that emerged in 2016 to elect Trump. Meanwhile, Hall has been shilling for Democrats over the years, referring to left-wing politicians like Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, and then Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, as real-life black women superheroes. The actress has also joined forces with former First Lady Michelle Obama for this year's midterm elections to push key legislation, including the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would federalize elections and cancel voter identification requirements. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.